Brother Tony, you guys want to underline in your Bible the word soul then, right? When I sell something, that means what?
You own it.
I own it. I don't sell something that I don't own. Then I must be stealing it or something. He sold them because he owned them. He has rights on them. So one of the principles that we need to learn from here is that God have rights on you because you were bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your bodies and in your spirit, which is God's. It belongs to Him. Your body belongs to the Lord. Your spirit belongs to the Lord. He owns you. He have rights on you. It is not your body. I do whatever I want with it. Right? That's what we hear today. That's a world thinking. It's my body. It's my time. It's my weekend. It's my car. It's my money. It's my... No. They belong to the Lord. You belong to the Lord. That's one principle we need to learn. Okay? The second principle we need to learn is the principle of consequences. There is a consequences for every action. The system is, for every action, there is a reaction. There is a consequences because God said, is that what you wanted to do? Then go. Go. I'll put you in the hand of double wickedness. You want one wickedness? You get both. You get double wickedness. Have it. Have it. And there is no happiness there. There is no happiness there at all. So we need to learn these principles. The first one we want to learn, I'm summarizing what we said so far so we could move. What is the world? It's a system of things that oppose God, that has everything to satisfy you and make you forget God, so to speak, because it doesn't really satisfy you. Because the Lord Jesus said, whosoever drink from this water will ever thirst again. Have you ever seen anybody satisfied with what they have? Never. Never. There is always, I want a little bit more. I want a little bit more. It's like addiction. It's like addiction. You never get enough. You wake up and you want more. And that's really what the world is. And we don't want to be addicted to the world. We will use the world. We go to work, we go to school, we work, we buy clothes, we buy cars. But we are not addictive to these things. They don't have power over us. The world would like to have power over us. That's the system that we are talking about. The second thing we talked about is the idea that God have ownership over us. He had an ownership over, He has rights. He is Lord. He has right over your body. He has right over your soul. He has right over your mind. He has right over the things that He handed to you, your intellect, whatever gift He had given you. He has right over them. The third thing you need to learn from here is there is consequences. There is whatever man sow, that also he shall reap, or we call it the government of God. God would deal with man. If you go on right, He'll bless you too, because it goes both ways. If you are acknowledging His right over you, He will take care of you. If you don't, He also will take care of you, but in a different way that you might not be happy about. Three principles that we've been talking about so far. I want you to kind of just have them in your mind. If you have more questions about them, we can talk about them after, so we could move on.
Isn't this... the thought of service that we find also in verse 8. He sold them into Cushan, into the hand of Cushan Rishathaim, king of Mesopotamia, and the children of Israel served Cushan Rishathaim 8 years. The Lord was looking to the children of Israel to serve Him, to fight His battles, to stand separate from those who opposed themselves to every way and right of God. And this was the service of attraction because He redeemed them. And so He was looking for that service and response of heart that would honor Him as those who had been redeemed, brought out of Egypt, brought through the Red Sea, brought through the Jordan, brought into a land that the Lord had brought them as a special people for blessing. Elected for blessing, just like you and I, for blessing that the Lord's hand of grace and mercy in all the blessings that He has in Christ have been for us. And He seeks a response of service, of attraction to Him. But what's the result? We find we serve one way or another.
There isn't freedom. You know, when we think of this, you know, are we tired of the service of the Lord? Are we tired of this separation from the world and this being different, so to speak? You know, and this is the lesson that he's teaching them here. He goes and serves the king of the world. Let's go serve double blackness. Let's call it what it is. Let's go serve double blackness. And what do we find? We're still serving. But instead of the joy of serving in relationship with a redeemer, we find we're serving an enemy who is seeking to destroy us and to destroy everything that has anything to do with relationship with God, with our Savior Jesus Christ, to destroy anything of testimony, anything that has to do with his name, as we had in Genesis 4, that I am self-sufficient outside of dependence upon God. And it's a service that destroys us. And it brings us into captivity. And that's this addictions that Emil is talking about. So there's service regardless. Who choose this day, Joshua said, choose this day who you will serve. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
So maybe on this note, let's stand up and just sing a hymn, a verse, maybe, and just get our mind ready again for the second part of the study. And again, I am looking for young men here. So just a verse or two from a hymn. Stand up.